This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Well, guys, you're not going to like this. And I did not come up with the science. But apparently, people have been ridiculing men when they get sick. And women do this all the time. Okay, because it makes us feel better about ourselves. And we say that men have the man flu. And if you've ever been accused of being sicker longer than you need to, okay, then that has been a stereotype that has been perpetuated, that men will just last and, you know, complain longer when it comes to their flu symptoms. Well, apparently, there's a Canadian doctor who published her findings in the British Medical Journal saying, yeah, it is true. Actually, it's a he. His name is Dr. Kyle Sue, and he says, I do think that the research does point towards men having a weaker immune response when it comes to common viral respiratory infections than the flu, he told The Guardian. He said, this is shown in the fact that they have worse symptoms, they last longer, they are more likely to be hospitalized, and more likely to die from it. Now, Dr. Sue had reviewed several studies, and not Dr. Seuss, no, Dr. Sue from Canada, reviewed several studies involving both animals and humans and found that testosterone may dampen the immune system response to influenza, while female sex hormones may actually boost it. He also cites surveys that found men can take up to twice as long as women to recover from viral illnesses. Now, he says there needs to be more studies, higher quality studies that control for other factors between men and women before they can definitely say that this difference is in the immunity. Are women more resilient? Are they able to juggle more when they're ill? All right. So, so anytime I have a question about why we be and how we be, I think back to when we were being cavemen. Okay. So let's look at Mama Cavewoman. Okay. Consider and try to picture me as a cavewoman. Not too hard, right? I just didn't wax my upper lip or whatever else. So I'm sitting there, and I got babies. Hey, I may be, one of the people in the family that hunts. Not all men hunted. Some of the women would hunt, too. Okay? So if I have to hunt, and I got babies screaming, and hubby's hungry, and mother-in-law's over, do you think I'm going to want to sit in my cave? No. I'm going to want to get the heck out. And so maybe moms, per se, I don't want to say women, okay? But once you become a mommy, it blew my mind, and it still blows my mind, how I'll get up on my feet and do stuff. And maybe it's because I think I'm the only one that could do it. Now, my husband's a great help. My husband does a lot. But maybe it's because nobody else would do it. And knowing I have somebody else to do it would then allow me to just be in bed. I don't know. Maybe it's maternal instinct. Maybe you have to still feed your babies. You know, if you're sick, you can still breastfeed the kids. Yeah, apparently breast milk is very, very protected in the body, such that even if you're sick, you still feed your kids breast milk. Now, maybe the kids will get passed on some of the virus or whatever, but it's more so you breathing on the baby than anything else. And so we still have our duties. We still have to lay with our husband. I read the Bible. Okay, it didn't say anything about if I had the flu, I could get the day off. Okay, I am supposed to perform my wifey duties. Now, my husband doesn't particularly want to have sex with me when I'm febrile, unless it's a really, really cold night and he's cold and you're like, oh man, this 100.4 temperature, you know, feels pretty good. But for the most part, you know, we because we have to multitask, because there's so much we have to do. Now, somebody could argue for men also. Somebody could say, well, wait a second, you know, if men back in caveman days were, you know, bringing home the bacon, so to speak, they had to function too. So, in Australia, they say health experts say that this year's flu shot was only 10% effective, all right? We're very, very concerned about how we're going to handle the flu. And so we may be able to see some new trends and get some very interesting data on man flu based on this year's flu season. Not that I'm excited about it. I really do not want to see a real bad flu season. But right now, 7 states, they say, are already reporting widespread flu activity. They say even 10% effectiveness of the flu shot is better than none, so to still get your flu shot. So, what about men and testosterone? Does testosterone weaken the immune system? Or what about the idea that men will get hit harder? You know, there was a study that said men died more from the flu compared with same-age women, regardless of underlying heart disease, cancer, etc. Is it because men are less likely to admit they're sick? That was something we learned in medical school in the 90s. Women are more likely to go to the doctor because they're more likely to complain. I'm like, really? Okay, you know, men complain too. But the idea that women are more likely to go, oh, I hurt, or oh, I got a problem, they may get, that was what we were taught in the 90s. They may be more inclined to get medical care than men would. I don't know. Look, I love Corey. You guys know my husband. I love him to death. But boy, does he complain and whine every time he has a malady. And I'm like, are you kidding me? But he is also more likely to resist treatment. I'm like, let me give you some pharmaceuticals. I got tons of pharmaceuticals here. No, I don't want a pill. Well, then what do you want? Well, I just want to complain. So maybe some men will treat themselves later. Maybe some men will wait till the last minute. Maybe some men don't eat as healthy as women. You know, have you ever gone out to dinner and seen, you know, a man sit there for dinner as having a salad? They may allow a salad as an appetizer and deign to take a forkful. But the average man will not eat a salad for dinner. But a woman would. When it comes time to the meat entree, if there's a fish entree or a big piece of steak, what? Most likely the man might eat the steak than the fish. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to see these men getting quote-unquote man flu. Is it because they're less likely to eat healthier? 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system. Serum, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So thank you all for the Hanukkah wishes. I had no idea. I guess we're in Hanukkah. I tell you, it would be so much easier if Hanukkah was just December 25th. Okay, we would never forget, but all of a sudden, you know, the kids are like, all right, are we opening presents? I go, what presents? They go, it's Hanukkah. I go, but it's still 70 degrees outside. And so, you know, Hanukkah for us was never supposed to be a super-duper happy holiday. Our happy, happy celebratory holiday is supposed to be Purim. which we learned as kids, where, you know, we overcame oppression. Most of our holidays in Judaism, we overcome some sort of oppression. Somebody doesn't like the Jews or the Hebrews, they try to kill them, and then for those of us who survive, we celebrate, which I think a lot of, you know, cultures do. But because Christmas is such an awesome holiday, so much fun, and it's such a big deal, many of us have converted Hanukkah into a holiday where you have parties, where you give presents, you do decorations, and that kind of thing. Even though it's an amazing holiday, but it's kind of a solemn one. So it's 8 days. Okay, nobody really knows how to spell it, okay? It's either Hanukkah or Hanukkah. I don't like to say Hanukkah. I don't like that because I make the microphone all wet, so Hanukkah's fine. And basically, it commemorates the rededication during the 2nd century BC of the Second Temple in Jerusalem. So, basically, Jews had risen up against their Greek-Syrian oppressors in this Maccabee revolt. And Hanukkah means dedication in Hebrew. And it begins on the 25th of Kislev on the Hebrew calendar. The Hebrew calendar is a little different from the solar calendar, which is why our holidays come different times, different days all the time. So we also call it the Festival of Lights because we light the menorah, etc. So basically, most of the events that inspired this holiday happened about 200 B.C., and Judea, the land of Israel, came under the control of Antiochus, okay? And Antiochus, you could see, you could use that, okay, for that. All right? He was a king of Syria, and he allowed the Jews to live there to practice their religion. But his son, Antiochus IV, was kind of mean, and he outlawed the Jewish religion. So we weren't allowed to avoid pork. We weren't allowed to, you know, pray on the Sabbath. There was a lot of stuff we weren't allowed to do. Okay, we weren't allowed to sing Neil Diamond songs. Sorry, okay, that's not nice. Okay, so anyway, he was really, really rough. And then he ordered the Jews to worship Greek gods. Okay, you know, like Achilles and Zeus. And in 168 B.C., his soldiers descended upon Jerusalem and started to massacre thousands of people. He desecrated the Holy Second Temple. Then he erected an altar to Zeus. That's been reported by History.com. Then, I guess they also sacrificed pigs, and we're not supposed to be dealing with pigs in Judaism. So, now, Mattathias and his five sons, right, the Maccabees, started this large-scale rebellion, and they broke out, and they basically, the Seleucid and the Antiochus monarchy, they went after him. And I guess Mattathias had died in 166 B.C., because remember, with B.C., the years start to go down. So it's all started in 200 B.C., then it went to 168, then 166. And his son Judah, known as Judah Maccabee, known the Hammer, he took the helm. So Judah, within 2 years, had successfully, as well as, you know, the other Jews, successfully drove the Syrians out of Jerusalem. And I guess they said they used, like, guerrilla warfare tactics. They used very, very state-of-the-art sort of, like a Navy SEAL type stuff. Very, very cool stuff. Okay? Then Judah called on his followers to clean the Second Temple, rebuild the altar, light the menorah. Well, apparently, while they were trying to rededicate the temple, okay, they didn't have enough olive oil to keep the menorahs lit. They didn't even have enough for one day. So this is the story that has come out. Again, I have no proof because it wasn't around by then, but it's a cool story, and I think it happened. So the olive oil was only supposed to be enough to last for one day. And lo and behold, the flames continued to flicker for 8 nights. That gave them enough time to get a fresh supply because you need to have the candles lit in the temple. So that's why we make it an 8-day festival. Now, some people say, well, then why are we eating latkes? Well, because they're yummy. Okay? So, before we get to the food, you see, with Jews, it's always about food. Okay? Because here's the thing. Not a lot of people want to celebrate a holiday. I can be honest about that, being Jewish. I can be honest, okay? Alright. Have you ever had to go to a function and you go, is there going to be food? And when you hear there's not going to be food, you don't want to go. The Jews were very smart. They knew that if they were going to come up with a holiday, celebrating our living, right, and surviving a very horrible rule and our temple getting ruined with pig blood all over the place, no one's going to really want to have a party. So we had to come up with some pretty yummy food. Now, according to Time Magazine here, Time.com, let me see where they say latkes come from. Okay, so basically, because of the oil, we like to, I guess this is where this comes from, we like to eat things that were lathered in oil. Okay, not that that's the healthiest thing. We eat jelly donuts. The souvgagno, all right? These jelly donuts, you could get a Dunkin' Donuts, I think. But, you know, if you order Hanukkah jelly donuts, they're sometimes more expensive, but that's okay. And I guess they're really, really yummy. And it's kind of a festival and festival food, and they're very, very yummy, and they're sweet, and they're just, you know, I personally like donuts with the chocolate filling, but I'll eat a jelly donut if I have to, as long as the jelly is strawberry. Then you got the latkes. Now, the latkes are what I really dig into. Latkes are so yummy. They are fried potato pancakes, and oh my gosh, you use onions, and yeah, I have to take Beano when I eat it, but oh my gosh, they are so yummy. And basically, potatoes were, a big part of the Eastern European Jewish diet, especially in the mid-19th century. And then, you know, so potatoes were a lot, I guess, a cheaper option than other sorts of things. And so it was very easy to use potatoes to make latkes. They actually say that latkes, according to Time Magazine, served in the Middle Ages were made of cheese, like goat cheese. Now, goat cheese is delicious. Have you guys ever had fried goat cheese? We don't use that for latkes, but they're saying middle-aged latkes were made of that. But basically, we like to celebrate the oil. Now, some people will eat cheese blintzes and dairy food. All right? So, I guess dairy was a big deal. You know, back in the biblical times, because you didn't have to worry too much about the kosher rules, dairy was so much easier to eat. And again, I know I'm not a rabbi, and if a rabbi was listening to me, they'd be like, what the heck is she talking about? This is the worst discussion of Hanukkah I've ever heard. But this is my interpretation of Hanukkah. Okay, the reason why we have cheese blintzes is we have to offer more food. You cannot have a Jewish function and just have jelly donuts and potato pancakes. You can't do it. You have to offer something else. It just happens that way because somebody complains. There's always somebody complains that there's not enough food choices. So dairy is a heck of a lot easier when it comes to kosher rules than the meat. Okay? You know, because it's dairy. So we have dairy cheese blintzes. Now, true, there's probably some historical reason for that, but that's okay. Now, the Hanukkah gelt is also really, really cool. So what you're going to see is a lot of Jews will have these chocolate coins. And they'll take out the wrapper, and then they'll eat the chocolate coin, and then they'll grab like five more, and they'll just sit there not even talking to you, opening up the candy wrappers. Now, I find it very frustrating to have foil around my chocolate. I just want to dig into chocolate and eat it like a bunch of M&Ms. But, you know, with Jews, we always have to work for what we want. It just happens that way. So we have to peel off the foil. Now, apparently, they think this might be an 18th century Eastern European tradition where rabbis, would reward the villagers by giving these little tokens of appreciation, including whiskey, grain, I'll take the whiskey, vegetables, honey, and I guess Jewish mothers would give them a little baby small coin on Hanukkah, and they could then make, I guess, Hanukkah treat or something like that. So anyway, we've talked about dreidel and why we gamble. Okay, dreidel's a really, really fun game. But, you know, thank you guys for the holiday wishes. I think religion is phenomenal, and all of us of our different faiths have a lot to be grateful for and a lot to remember, and I think these holidays are, I know I kind of make fun of them a lot, but, you know, for us to remember our past and our roots and what our ancestors have gone through, for us to be able to have the freedom to celebrate these holidays, you know, I'm really, really grateful. And so for those of you celebrating, happy Hanukkah, and eat a latke. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, feminism is Merriam-Webster's word of the year. I guess Merriam-Webster Dictionary. It used to be the Webster Dictionary. It used to be the dictionary. I don't know why people started to put their names on it. But anyway, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary revealed today that feminism is the dictionary's word of the year, followed by 9 other highly searched terms that were largely driven according to entertainment weekly.com, largely driven by this year's administration. Complicit, recuse, empathy, dotard, sizgy, gyro, not euro, gyro, federalism, hurricane, and gaffe. Those were the most highly searched terms. According to Webster, they say lookups for feminism spiked during news coverage of the Women's March on Washington, D.C. in response to Trump's inauguration. They say another spike occurred when Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway said she didn't consider herself a feminist. Oh, boy. Then the term got additional boost from The Handmaid's Tale and Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman! See, nobody knows that tune for Wonder Woman. I do. Wonder Woman! Sorry. Okay, but so. I just remember singing that song all the time. Wonder Woman! All right, and then now it's, I don't even know what the theme song is. So anyway, you know, feminism, I looked up the definition. Okay, there's a couple definitions. So the one definition that comes up when you Google it is the advocacy of women's rights on the basis of the equality of the sexes. Now, as a medical provider, we have to be very, very careful saying two human beings are equal in terms of their strength, their muscle mass, their body habitus, their abilities. Okay, men and women, we just talked about a study about man flu and how men's immune systems may be different because of the testosterone, and women's female hormones may boost the immune system for some sort of a motherly protection so she can still take care of her young. So that definition of feminism, I can't really be a part of. The advocacy of women's rights on the basis of the equality of the sexes. Now, another definition from Merriam-Webster is the theory of the political, economic, and social equality of the sexes. That, I agree. Okay? All right? There should be equality politically, economically, social equality. I get that. But if we're talking about the equality of the sexes, I think we really need to be careful. And we need to watch what we ask for. I say this all the time. And if this means I'm not a feminist, then I'm not a feminist. But women and men are different. We're different. Whites and Hispanics and African Americans and Asians, we have different genetic makeup. We have different builds. We have different arterial stiffness, different kidney function and susceptibilities. We do. And as a medical provider, you know, going through medical school, we had to embrace the race. You and maybe we didn't say it like that, but you know, we had to understand, without being politically incorrect, that if you have somebody of Hispanic origin, they may be at higher risk for diabetes, whether it's genetic, whether it's a difference in their pancreas, whether it, you know, and so finding out if somebody was of Hispanic origin was kind of imperative if you were, you know, dealing with somebody who you suspected diabetes. Same thing with African Americans. In terms of blood pressure, I've talked about this many times, some classes of blood pressure medicine will work better on an African American than it would on a Caucasian, or vice versa. And it's because there may be increased arterial stiffness in an African American, which is why African Americans are at higher risk for high blood pressure and heart disease and stroke. There's also a theory I have that they may lose their potassium easier. I've talked to you about how some of my African-American female patients, when I would give them a diuretic to help their blood pressure or any swelling, they would lose their potassium so much faster than a Caucasian woman would. And potassium is very protective of the heart. So if you are losing your potassium, or if you have a mechanism where you are more at risk of losing your potassium, then then no wonder you're at higher risk for heart disease and stroke. So I think a very good clinician embraces the race and understands that people may have genetic tendencies. They may have differences within their body, within their physique. Now, it will become moot in terms of we have a lot of blending now of our cultures. And, we have, I mean, you know, my family, we have, all all nationalities a part of it. And so as we start to become more and more mixed race, then yes, it won't be as much of an issue, but it's still significant because there are certain traits that we get. You know, oh, did you get your blue eyes from your father? Did you get your baldness from your mother? Did you get, even though we know it's more of a mixture of all the chromosomes and genetics, it's very, we still like to compartmentalize what characteristic or phenotype we're getting from what family member. So now, the equality of the sexes. Do women really want to be considered equal? All right. Do women want to compete with men in the Olympics in the same race? No. No, they don't. Because they won't win. Well, why won't they win? Well, because the men's speed seems to be faster. Okay. Well, then men and women aren't equal. Are there some women who could run faster than men? Absolutely. Are there some women more athletic than some men? Absolutely. But can men and women compete equally if we're talking the Olympics? Right? And no, we separate the men and the women. In terms of the military, we bring this up a lot. Okay? Women want equality in the military, and I totally understand that. But then if they're going to have equality, is it going to be all equality? I mean, are they also going to be drafted? Are they going to have the same test, the same standards athletically? You know, so if we have to make accommodations, if we have to have different reference ranges for women, then we can't technically say we are equal. And maybe the problem we have is we're using the word equal and equality incorrectly. Okay, you can't have two completely different people and say they're equal. Even two men or two women or two kids, we're not equal. Do we want equal pay? Yeah. Do we want equal rights? Yeah, I think, and most of us agree, it doesn't make any sense to give one nationality or gender or race a right that somebody else doesn't have. That makes no sense. But I think we use the term equal, equality of the sexes. I think we really, really need to be careful with that. And, you know, women need to, you know, they need to stop and, you know, realize, look, what is it that we're fighting for? And we really dilute the cause fighting for equality, but saying, no, I don't want that. No, I don't want that. No, I don't want that. I don't want, like, for example, you know, I don't want a guy to, you know, look at my breasts. Well, are you looking at his package? Are you sizing him up? It can't be both ways. You know, women notoriously have been able to, you know, harass men, and nothing really seems to happen to them. But a man harasses a woman, well, all hell breaks loose. And we need to stop harassment on all counts, but it's got to be then equal. And, there's scholarships out there for women. If you are a woman, there are scholarships out there where you can apply women only. Well, then, should there be scholarships men only? No, we can't do that. Well, then, how are we equal if we have to have a special scholarship just for, you see? So, we need to be very careful with the term equality. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. All right, so every year we get a list of America's healthiest and least healthy states. And this drives us crazy because it seems to be the same gosh darn states that keep on looking super healthy, like Hawaii. And then the southern belt, southeast, seems to always, come out at the bottom. The level of this. Well, CNN reports that some states are dramatically healthier than others, and the five healthiest states this year are Massachusetts, Hawaii, Vermont, Utah, and Connecticut. Now, no shock, West Virginia, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi ranked the least healthy. And this is a report from United Health Foundation. I really feel bad. I mean, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, West Virginia, I don't know how they've always fared. But I got to tell you, you would think with more sun, people in sunny areas would be doing better. You would think people with some amazing food and fish would. It could be genetics. They say the rankings take into account a variety of factors, including rates of infectious disease, obesity, physical inactivity, smoking, infant mortality, as well as pollution levels. You think pollution levels, and what about L.A. and New York? But nope. Now, this is the first time Massachusetts has been named the healthiest state because Hawaii has been, at the top for 5 years. Massachusetts, you got Boston. You got the Patriots, although I don't know what the heck happened with the Patriots and the Dolphins. You know what my guess is? It's because Gronkowski was out. I think the Patriots wanted to kind of lay low, not get a lot of injuries, because they knew they were going to be obviously in the playoffs. So they're like, you know what? Let's let the Dolphins have a win. That's my guess. Sorry, Dolphin fans. It's just there is no excuse why they played that poorly. Really. Anyway. So, Massachusetts won the honor because they had the lowest percentage of uninsured residents. Okay, so there's some, economics and politics in that too, for the population, plus a low prevalence of obesity and a high number of mental health providers. Now, why doesn't Massachusetts have a lot of obesity? Well, you got a lot of colleges. You got BU, you got MIT, you got Harvard. Maybe it's because a lot of Massachusetts people are college kids. I would really like to see the median age of a Massachusettsite. Because if you have a lot of college towns and your average person is young and vibrant, when I was in college, I was skinny. I was skinny because I ate Top Ramen. So I'm wondering about that. That's my prediction. It's because a lot of colleges, a lot of fancy colleges, too. Anyway, Mississippi, Louisiana ranked 49th and 50th. Major health challenges, a lot of smoking, obesity, children in poverty. According to Dr. George Benjamin, executive director of the American Public Health Association, he was involved in the report, but he gave us his 2 cents. He said, we don't have a system with everybody in. We're failing in our fundamental task to be a healthier nation. So the report, America's Health Rankings, has been analyzing data now for 28 years. But they say that overall, is our health improving? No, it's getting worse. We have a premature death rate that increased 3% since 2015. Again, that's probably because of the opioid deaths. They say drug deaths increased 7%. Cardiovascular deaths even went up by 2%. So United States ranks 27th in terms of life expectancy, in comparison with 35 other countries. They say we're spending more on healthcare and we die sooner. We need to do a timeout and figure out how to do this better. All right, so here's the thing. All right, there's going to be a lot of what this report push for, like an Obamacare, for a public option, etc. Here's the thing. You cannot compare America to a country with socialized medicine when we don't live like other people do in these other countries. Okay? If the average person in London walks to the subway, takes the subway, walks where they need to go, yet the average person in Las Vegas, Nevada, drives to work and then pulls up at a parking space right by the door, you can't say, well, if Nevada has the same health care as London, if Las Vegas has the same health care as London, then those people are going to do better. No, I'm not walking to work. I'm not walking to a subway. I'm not taking a bicycle to work. I'm taking my car. Then I am working straight through. I don't take a lunch. I eat on the run. So I don't sit there and have tea. Now, I'm not saying all British and London people have tea. But if they do stop to have a midday meal and they let themselves digest, maybe it helps their metabolism. Our lifestyle is what is screwing us up. Now, what about the money that we're spending on healthcare costs? We spend a lot. Well, we spend a lot because when we get the bad cancers, we want to treat the cancer. And how many of you have had a family member with cancer that lived and survived? All right. I think all of us can say, yeah. Now, we've also had many family members who didn't. But lately, many of us have had a family member that should have died from something and didn't due to us going full court press on them with our medical treatments. The day America goes, you want to know what? I'll go cheap. I'll let you not take care of my mother or my child or my spouse or me. To show the overall numbers going down, that's going to be the day that we may equate with other countries' healthcare spendings. But Americans won't do that. I don't want anybody taking that away. If I want to go to an ER, if I don't have insurance, and I want the ER to do everything they have to on me, I want that. I still want that care. If I don't have insurance, that's what I want, and that's what we do, and that's what we give. And it's been working. If you're really sick and you go to the ER and you don't have the health insurance, you get taken care of. That is one of the coolest things in America. When I was an ER doc, I didn't know your immigration status. I didn't know your criminal status. I didn't care. You're a human being and I'm going to take care of you. Now, did the hospital lose money? Probably. The hospital's still around. But need government-infused money or whatever, or maybe there were enough people that paid. So we need to be very careful about using a study like this to make the argument that, you know, we need to cut spending. And, you know, we are doing amazing things. And maybe Americans are a sicker group of people. I was in Europe. Boy, in Europe, they do things way differently. And the biggest thing is not always relying on self-transportation. You walk. You bust a move when you're out there. Right? You're generally skinnier. Now, obesity is all over the place. Obesity is rising in England. It is. It's rising in other countries. But we really have an issue here. You know, and I noticed on Fridays and Saturday nights, you had a lot of people out there standing, you know, and drinking. They would stand on the sidewalk with their stein or their beer or whatever, drinking. But they were standing, and they were moving and talking and walking, whereas a lot of us on an average Friday or Saturday night were watching Netflix. Now, I'm not saying they don't out there, but again, you know, you standing and trying to find a babe and, you know, talking and whatever, you're moving more. And I mean, they were starting to enjoy their Friday night at like 4 p.m. So we do things differently. We just have a much different attitude when it comes to our health and what we eat, etc. So, we got a lot of problems. If we want to fix our health, we gotta deal with the opioid crisis. We gotta deal with access to insurance and something better than Obamacare. And we gotta live better. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.